Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend, a tough two games being swept by UND. And I know most of us would have been happy with a split, but a team that you usually play pretty close to, what positives did you take from last weekend?
Well, first of all, you're right, Kelly. It was a disappointing weekend in terms of us not getting any points. I think that's one of the things one of our goals was to try to get points every weekend. It just goes to show again how difficult this league is. It doesn't matter who you play, you got to be ready to play. Sometimes you're going to get bounces, sometimes you're not. I thought, we certainly played well enough on Saturday to get some points, but unfortunately we were not able to get a bounce. I thought we definitely generated some really quality chances, hit a post, had some other point blankers. But again, I like the way we played in terms of just our compete level. I thought we played a complete game, 60 minutes. Those are the things that you're always looking for, and if you do that, you're gonna be in the ball game. We certainly were on Saturday. Friday was a little different. I didn't think we had a great start. We got in the hole early, and we just seemed to be playing uphill the entire game.
I know Fridays have been kind of tough for your team for the last 4 weeks or so, and today it's a Saturday start instead of a Friday-Saturday. It's Saturday-Sunday. I'm superstitious. You think that's going to change anything?
Well, let's hope so, Kelly. Let's hope so. We just got to come out ready to play. I mean, that was one of our focuses, just be ready. And when I say that, it means you're engaged, you're focused. When you play a team like Wisconsin in their building, every shift is so important, and every face-off is important. So you can't take a shift off. You got to keep your mind engaged as to what's going on, and be aware of who's on the ice for the opposition, all those things. And it's paying attention to detail. And I think if we do that again, we're going to have a chance today.
Well, you mentioned those shifts. Do you change up how long your shifts are depending on who you're playing against?
Not necessarily. A lot of it's obviously if we can get changes while we're in the offensive zone, that's obviously the best time to do it, to try to trap your opponents in the zone. But you got to make smart changes, and we talk about that a lot. But we try to keep them all around that 40-second, 45 to 50-second range, and just play hard and get off.
One message you told your team before we got off the bus today was to forget the past. There's nothing you can really do to look back on how you played last weekend. Today's a new day. Tell us more about that message to your team. Obviously, the last four weekends have not been so great.
Well, I just said, our game has no memory. So regardless of how you felt you played the last time out, whether you felt you played really well or maybe you didn't play so well, today is a new day. Today's a new opportunity to go out and play like a champion. And if we take that attitude, you focus on things you can control, you're going to go out there and you're going to have a good effort.
Last weekend, you got scoring from two freshmen. First freshman goal scored for this year was Abby Haluska, and then you get another one from Jacqueline Casa. Nice to see your freshmen get some scoring, finally, considering they've had a lot of shots on net.
Absolutely. I said this last week, anytime a player gets their first collegiate goal, it's a special moment. And all of our freshmen, even Bree Jordy from the point, they've all had chances. Haley's the one who rang one off the post last weekend on Saturday in the first period. I think it just takes pressure off them. They all want to contribute. All of them have scored at every level. Kiki was out last weekend. She's back in this weekend. So, they're playing extremely well. We've been really, really happy with how they're playing. So any kind of production we get from them offensively is certainly a bonus.
You mentioned Kiki being back in the lineup today. Alexis Joyce got a little dinged up there on Saturday. How's she doing? And I see she's back in the lineup.
Yep, she's cleared to go. She's obviously anxious to play, and it's really, really nice having both those two back in our lineup.
Today, Wisconsin, one of probably your biggest challenges of the season, playing the top defense in the country, one of the top goaltenders in the country. How do you score against the top defense in the country?
Well, you got to get pucks to the net, Kelly. We cannot be on the perimeter. We can't have five players staying on the perimeter. We focus this week a lot on driving the net, double drive, meaning once the first player steps over the blue line with a puck, her two linemen have got to drive the net. We can't have anybody hanging back looking for a trailer play, because those just aren't going to work with the way not just Wisconsin, but everybody in our league plays really, really well. They're going to come back hard through the middle, so that play isn't going to be there. But if you drive the net, you're going to push their D back, and then we got to get pucks to the net. Hopefully you get a bounce, maybe you get a second chance opportunity. You know, it's being tenacious. It's just it's all those little things. But you know, she can be scored on. It's not like you know, nobody's ever beaten her, and we've certainly won games here against her in the past. So we just got to come up, play hard, try to get as many pucks as we can in the net. And like I said, maybe one bounces off a skate, or maybe hits their D and goes in. Whatever, we'll take them however they go in, Kelly.
You also be playing against a player, Sarah Nurse, who's sneaky fast. She's a sniper. What does your defense need to do against Sarah Nurse and the offense?
Sarah Nurse is a great player. I've, you know, since my time in this league 2 years ago now, I've just really, really always been impressed with her. She just seems to have a knack. She could finish. So it's just important that when that's what I'm talking about. That's one of those details of the game. You have to be aware when 16's on the ice, and we have to have stick on puck all the time. And we just cannot allow her to have a clean look in the grade A scoring opportunities, because she's a sniper, and she's proven it. She scores against anybody. So we just got to be aware of that, and that's one of the things. But again, it's going to take all six players on the ice. Everybody's got to do their job, and if we do that, hopefully we can frustrate her and frustrate all of them just by playing our game. And obviously, if we can make her defend, make her spend a lot of time in her defensive zone, that's going to be to our benefit.
This week's been the Four Nations Cup over in Finland. Of course, they're without Annie Pankowski, another threat on the offensive side of the puck. But I was actually kind of surprised that they didn't have more players involved in that Four Nations Cup from Wisconsin. But that doesn't really matter for this Wisconsin Badger team to just be without one player, does it?
No, I was hoping about seven or eight of them would be gone. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think he definitely has some injuries, because he's again he's only dressing 10 forwards, mm-hmm. and his fourth line forward, Matty Rowe, is actually a defenseman / forward. So, but it doesn't matter. You look at his three lines; all of them are outstanding. I mean, Abby Rock centering his third line, and he's got Shaver. I mean, those are big time players, and Maurerman. I mean, those are great players on his supposed third line. So. They just, you know, it doesn't matter who's out. They're all good. They're all talented players. And again, I think Mark and Dan and his coaching staff do a great job. Their structure is outstanding. They play really solid defensively, and they transition better than any team that I've seen in a long time. So it presents a challenge. But again, that's the fun part of playing in this league. It's a fun part for Bemidji State to come down here to the University of Wisconsin on a Big Ten campus and get after them. We're looking forward to it.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
It's got to be 60 minutes. We talked about let's go and outwork this team. That's one thing. The other message was focus on things you can control, and let's just go out there and play Beaver hockey. Let's work hard. Let's see if we can't outwork them. Got to play 60 minutes. We get a bounce or two, and if we could get a lead, Kelly, it'd be huge. So. Again, we're anxious and looking forward to this challenge. And again, it's an opportunity for us to get some points. So let's go see what we can do.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.